Hello, my beautiful friend. Hi, happy Sunday, Love Gram Day. Oh my goodness. I think last week I was at my mom's, right? I think I was. And I played the Harry Chapin song, All My Life's a Circle. And I've been kind of having that feeling. It's just, you know, the days go round and round and how quickly time goes by, right? So I have another song for you today. Let me play this. I was just listening to this on my way home from dance this morning, and I was thinking about you because I absolutely love this song. Here we go.
Catch a glimpse of this beautiful life. Stirred up in the back of my mind. Don't know how long we will have, but I'm glad you're in mine.
I'll just play a little more.
No need to count or qualify. The days we get are the reasons why. But in this moment I believe I got the lock and the key. It's the
I'll stop there. I almost, you know, when I was listening to it earlier today, I was thinking maybe I'll just make the Love Gram this song because it just is so beautiful. Those last few lines were, you know, it's the little moments between sunrise and sunset. It's the little moments we won't forget. And I don't know, it just makes me feel grateful. You know, I think it's one of those songs for me that makes me feel like I'm stepping back a bit and getting perspective, because as we all know, like, this has been for many people, maybe not for you, and I hope not for you, but for many people this has been a very stressful time. There's a lot going on, especially here in the United States. There's a lot of hard stuff. There's a lot of hard stuff, and not just here in the United States, but obviously, you know, really, really horrific things happening around the world. And sometimes it's discouraging, and more so than discouraging, sometimes it's a sense of despair that so many people are suffering. And yet, and I guess this is always, you know, the other side of the coin is that here we are. And yet here we are. And so when I listen to this song, it makes me think about what it is to be a human on this planet and what it is to make the most of those moments between the sunrise and the sunset, whatever that means to each of us, right? Whatever ways that we want to connect with people and be of service in the world or support causes that we care about. Whatever ways we want to try to, you know, throw a little pebble in that big sea of need out there, and at least let ourselves see a small ripple of something that we can do. And I think, you know, for me, I always circle back to what it means to really love the people we're around. I feel as if I don't have any research, I don't have any studies, I can't cite you any statistics on this, but I'm pretty darn sure that when we feel loved and appreciated and seen, which is something we can do for the people in our lives, when we feel those things, we're more likely to have energy, we're more likely to be generous, we're more likely to pass that kind of goodness on to a stranger that we meet. And I guess for me, sometimes that's the way that I see being able to help the world, is one by one by one. And I've been kind of reflecting on this a lot in my life. I see this a lot in my work sometimes, that even though you know, there are billions of people out there. What does it mean to be present with one person who might be struggling with something or who might be really having a hard time, and to support that person? And then in the hopes, of course, that that person feels stronger and happier and more positive and more possible, so that they can then go on to support somebody else, and that person could support somebody else. Maybe it's naive, could be, but it is what I believe. Let's play a little more music. It's funny, this isn't what I thought I was gonna be talking to you about, but that's what happens sometimes. Things just get said. Treasure every second, every smile. How the time does fly. It's the little moments. Okay, I'll stop it again. Right, so I've spent the last couple weeks in with my mom, as you know, because I talked about that last week. And then from there, I went to visit some really, really just absolutely wonderful friends, Maya and Amy, who live in a sweet town called Belfast in Maine. Sorry, let me drink some water. I don't know why I have a frog in my throat. And I, as I always do when I come back from trips like this, I feel so grateful that I did all the things to make it happen. And so when I was with my mom, I told you a little bit about this, and I'll probably still tell you more, because this was a pretty big story that my son and I took her to the town where she was born and where she spent her early days. And we met with an archivist and we met with a historian, and it was so meaningful. I'm still processing a lot of that, and I've got some wonderful thoughts to share with you about that and how you might do something like that in your own life with somebody you love. But let me just say that in passing, and I'll speak more about that again. But I think more so what I wanted to talk about was that it is often not easy to arrange a trip to see our family or a trip to see friends that we love, especially if people live far away on the other side of the country, on the other side of the world. And yet, it's so important. And maybe there's just one of you listening to this who's been on the fence about something. Maybe somebody's having a wedding and you've been on the fence about going, or maybe a friend invited you to meet them in another city for a weekend and you've been on the fence about that. Maybe you've been on the fence about going to see an elderly parent. And maybe this is just the message that you needed to help you decide to make it happen. Because things do, you know, our days do go by fast. No matter how old you are, I imagine you've experienced a bit of this. Being now 60, I can see how time does speed up, even it seems like more. I know it's not really speeding up, or maybe it is, I don't know. Seems like it is. And it becomes more and more important to really make the time. I was just grinning the whole time I was with my friends, Maya and Amy. I loved the town they lived in. I loved seeing their house. I kept saying that to them, even though no matter how many phone calls we've had, that it just, I wasn't able to picture everything about their yard and their house and the flowers and I must have met 24 of their artist friends and community members. And there's something just absolutely enormous about stepping in to share in somebody's life in that way. I remember I think I did a Love Gram about this woman. She just popped in my head, so I'm going to share her with you. One time I was flying, I think for work, and there was this beautiful woman next to me who had just this outrageously gorgeous outfit. She was dressed to the nines, big, tall hat, jewels. And I said to her, "You look gorgeous. You know, if you don't mind my asking, is this a special occasion? Where are you headed?" And she, I think she was 80. I thought, man, she did not seem like she was anywhere near that. Not that it matters, but she just had such a vitality. And I'm pretty sure she said she was going to surprise her twin sister on her sister's birthday. Now, I could be making, maybe they weren't twins, but that's my memory. But I do know she was surprising her sister. She had, you know, hatched this plan with her brother-in-law, and she was just going to show up at the doorstep, and the brother-in-law had already planned out the dinner that the three of them were going to go, where they were going to go. It was beautiful. And it, you know, I just remember the two of us talking about that, like, especially, you know, for her, she was even later in life than me, and just saying, these things matter. You know, it really matters. This matters. And I think that one of the things that feels so important to me, if I had a megaphone and could stand on the rooftop, is to let people know over and over and over again, to remind people and myself that it goes by fast. You know, focus on what matters. Focus on the people in your life. And I was lucky enough this week to, you know, not only did I get to see my mom and, of course, my dear friends, Maya and Amy, but when I came back to San Francisco, it happened that there was a high school friend who was in town, and we went out to dinner. And it was an absolute delight to reconnect with her. And both of us were saying, oh my goodness, you know, look how many years, 40 some years have passed. We were middle school friends, and just really, we were just delighting in the connection and delighting in having made it happen. I remember when she reached out to me and I thought, oh no, that's, you know, it's just the day right after when I get back, I'm going to be jet lagged. I'm going to be exhausted. You know, I've been gone for 2 weeks. And thankfully, there was a louder voice that said, this is important, you know, make this happen. So, yeah, let's listen to a little more music, and maybe that will be the end. I'll see if anything else drops in. Little moments we won't forget. I'll end it right there because I just wanted to say goodbye to you too. But I think that partly why I love this song so much is it has that sort of that sweet, almost melancholy feel to it, right? And almost nostalgic and yet very present. You know, that for me, that's a feeling when I'm with dear friends and, you know, the preciousness of it, the preciousness. I'm going to just briefly, because this is a whole another topic, but I've mentioned to you before that I have an end of life planner coming out in November this year. And working on an end of life planner in this way, for me, a lot of it was wanting to be a guide on a journey where we really experience, you know, looking at our lives not as something like, oh, it's so awful that it ends, or it's so morbid that it ends, or it's so terrible to even think about, but to really focus on all that we've had and all that we've shared and all the, you know, what she just said, that line, where all the good things hide, you know, that space in my heart where all the good things hide, that idea that it's so precious because it's fleeting. It's so precious because it doesn't last. And yeah, it's so precious. So how do we show up? I guess that's what I hope that you're kind of just thinking in the back of your mind, whatever it means for you, right? Again, if there's some friends that you've been really wanting to connect with, it doesn't have to be a trip to go see them, but, you know, it could be a Zoom call. And, you know, maybe you both make dinner and then sit down and have dinner together, even on your Zoom call, and just let yourselves have 2 hours to meander in your conversation. You know, thinking of ways that you can bring yourself, you know, more into the homes and in the lives of the people that you love more frequently. And again, whatever that is for you, maybe somebody's dropping in your mind right now. And if so, I hope you'll follow that. So thanks for listening. And by the way, that was Tabitha Meeks who was singing. I love her. I'll try to remember to put a link to the song so that you have it. All right. Love to you. Thank you for being here. I really appreciate that we get to, you know, connect once a week in this way. And sometimes more than once a week when I can. I'll try, now that I'm back home, to connect with you midweek as well. I try to do that. But yeah, that we get together and talk about things that matter, conversations that matter. All right. Love to you. Bye-bye.